Blog Talk Radio.
Smooches, welcome to another night, a phenomenal night. It's Tuesday, and it speaks to Smooch Live, and we've been doing some different things out here at Smooches Radio, and it helps our listeners when we keep it really, really different and unique. And we found an artist that is doing something really, really unique with his music, and tonight we want to showcase his talent. We want to find out what his drive is and what gave him the motivation to transform himself. And tonight we just are pleased to be able to introduce our listeners to Ammo. That's right, Harry Ammo. That's what we call him. And he's from Florida. And we're going to be interviewing him a little bit tonight on our live show. And we would love for our listeners not to only just listen in, but we would love for you to just tune in and continue to tune in to listen to his new mixtape, Spiritual Warfare. And he has a new single off of that particular album. And it's called Letter to My Father. And we're going to listen to that a little bit later on in the show. Now, for all of our loyal royals out there, you already know, Tuesdays it gets a real crazy. Blog Talk Radio has so many different shows, and it provides us with a platform to be able to highlight new and upcoming artists. But we also want to let you know that we have some difficulties tonight. There's some weather out here in the tri-state area. If you know tri-state area, I don't know if you know, but there is a lot of thunder and lightning out this way. And so if you get any delays, please don't blame it on us, but just make sure that you continue to listen in, because there's just going to be some slight delays. But we're going to continue with the show. We'd like to get started, and we want you to get started. So just sit back and relax. It's the number one independent woman-owned radio venture, smooching love, hugs, and kisses all around the globe. Smooches. Smooches, we got two callers, and we're going to find out which one of those is our artist, Ammo. Like I said, Harry Ammo Gathers is ready to lead our flock of listeners and Lost Music fans to a place of revival with a great amount of care taken to his position. And his position is that of artistry and divine timing. We'd like to know what he's thinking about. Smooches. Okay,
what's up?
What's going up? On and what you smooching on?
I'm checking in. It's Ammo. What's up?
Oh, nothing much. I'm just so glad we got a chance to kind of, you know, get with you tonight, because there's a lot of things going out in the world. And I thought it was just, you know, it's just divine timing for you and I to be able to speak a little bit about your artistry, but also about the person that you are. I mean, I'm going to ask you in a couple of different questions on a couple of different levels tonight, and I just hope you stand with me. But just give my listeners just a little snippet of who you really are.
Man, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. I'm from Miami, Florida, and I'm from the real part of Miami, not South Beach. I'm from where people sell drugs, and you see a lot of prostitution, a lot of violence. You know, I'm just someone who grew up in Miami and just got saved, man. Made it out the hood, made it from the street life, and now I'm serving God with all my heart. And trying to make, you know, make a change in this world.
Wow.
Basically,
well,
I'm
so glad that you're taking a stand and you have the courage to say what you stand for, you know, as a young mind and a young man of color, to say that that's what you stand for. But you say that you came from the real part of Miami, and a lot of people know Miami is South Beach, and they also know that Miami has had its share of, you know, of all the things that make it also an urban mecca. And I want to know, so the growing up as Harry before you became Ammo, what influenced you as far as keeping you connected to the divine, even though maybe sometimes you weren't always doing the right things?
Yeah, most definitely. I was always raised in a church since I was born, since I can remember. I was always a member of MEC Ministries. Growing up, you know, not having a father in my life and not having that male role model, I looked to the streets, I looked to what I was around, and I kind of got pulled out of the church. And, you know, I never lost my relationship with God because me being raised in the church I was raised in, you know, I met God at an early age, and I knew no matter what I was doing that there's a God that cares about me. There's a God that's looking over me. There's a God that I need to pray to. So eventually when I got a little older, I got tired of the street life. I felt empty, and I just completely gave it all back to Christ. So before I was, you know, the man of God I am now, you know, I went through the whole trying to find myself in the streets phase that everybody else is going through right now.
Wow. And so it's so funny that you actually titled your new mixtape Spiritual Warfare, but I don't want to get to that right now. I actually call it musical armor because I think a lot of people don't understand that music is the influence in your life. The music is what people are listening to. People are listening to more audio now more than ever, and it's coming in so many different ways, and they don't know how the audio is being influenced by either the teacher, the speaker, or the guide. And so I want to share some, I want to share your personal story so that we can help other people who are being tested out there to understand what it is that you have to go through. So, but I look at what you went through on a couple of different levels. It seems as if there was a time in your life where you began light because of your church, and then it was a gray area, and then you went into darkness. Now, is there anything out there that there's a story out there that you'd like to share? Was there any time in your life where you felt like you might not make it to where you are today?
Most definitely. I got a couple of stories, but I'll just give you one good one. When I was growing up in the streets of Bunch Park, which is Miami Gardens, me and my friends and my cousins was fighting these dudes, these two older dudes, and, you know, we jumped them. But they was older than us. You know, we didn't have any guns back then. We all we knew was fighting. So we jumped the dudes. Everybody ran. I got left behind. So as I was walking down the street, this particular dude that we just jumped caught up with me, and he had a gun, which was a .22 caliber gun, a .22 handgun. And, you know, he just put it out on me like, yeah, what's up now? You know, some profanity was said, and he put it in my face, and at that point, I knew I was dead. That was it for me. He couldn't tell me it wasn't over. I know how this ends. So I wrestled with him, and he put the barrel of the gun. I looked down the barrel, like, you know, in the movie they say, you look down the barrel of a gun. I actually looked down into the barrel of the gun, and, you know, I just thank God for protecting me, man. The gun didn't go off. Luckily, I picked him up and slammed him. And his little brother was like, no, don't shoot him, man. My life got spared. So that's one moment in my life where I knew I was dead. I saw death. Looked it in the eyes. You know, thank God I'm still here. I made it out.
Wow. That's amazing. And that's also, I mean, these stories are not the stories that they tell on mainstream media. You won't hear that type of story on your local radio, you know, station, unless you go to AM radio. FM radio is more, you know, being influenced by other things. But I'm glad you were able to give our listeners that, because I believe there's a listener out there that needs a transformation, because I think that's what you went through. I think you went through a divine transformation to get to where you are today. And you said there were some times out there when you had some father figures out there that were, you know, maybe not the right type of father figures. Is there anybody that actually stepped into your life, a male figure that has actually helped you through your trials and tribulations that you would like to give some thanks to, or if there's a pastor out there that you'd like to thank?
Yeah, of course. First and foremost, I want to give thanks for my apostle, Johnny L. Kemp. He's my apostle, my spiritual father at the church I attend. He's also my godfather. He's the one that baptized me. And when I became Holy Ghost filled, he was the one that helped me directly me in that path. I like to thank Pastor Crunch. He's another a youth pastor down here that has a heart. I mean, he's in the less fortunate part of Broward County, and he's good with the youth, and he's the one that another one that sits and takes time with me to sow into my life and speak into my life and things like that. I like to thank Elder Johnson. He's a elder at my older church I went to, which is Mount Olive Primitive Baptist Church in Liberty City. Elder Johnson was one of those ones that, and he still does it to this day. He's always letting me know that I'm going to be great. He always letting me know, you know, that I could do it. I could do all things through Christ. And, you know, he's just so much an encouragement. So right off the top of my head, if you want to say any role models, because there wasn't many growing up, I would have to say those three.
Okay. All right. Well, at least we got them to get some exposure there. If you are out in that area and you feel lost, or if you feel that, you know, there's not a lot of people out there that's doing it, it doesn't have to be a lot, but it definitely requires people who have a heart and a passion for helping others, especially the youth. And we're going to get to some of the more important things about what's going on in Miami of all places, because a lot of times when people think of the worst city, they may think Miami, but you always think Sunshine, you think everything is great. I hear a lot of people call out names of different clubs like KOD and all these different places, but I mean, I think a lot of people feel I have to tell the truth, you know, and I think that we're all living where we're awakening, but we don't really want to know the truth because we liked our other existence. We like, you know, we like feeding into our desires, and I think it's just really, you know, spiritual warfare comes at a time when we really do need it, and so I'm going to move out of the Miami lifestyle, and I'm going to ask you about something relevant, something recent, because I think our listeners definitely need to hear from someone, you know, young, someone who can speak to them about what just recently happened in South Carolina. And I would like to know, because tonight is Speak Spit a Smooch Live. It is my show. I've been running it for the last 4 years. It's a mustard seed, and I didn't know if I could ever run a show like this, but I feel that this show is being prepared for others for the future, so I have to run these shows each and every time. But can you tell me what you think is going to take to change the minds of those who believe that that color or money status is that they just disrespect people because of their status? Well, what do you believe a person who is supposed to be covered and also, like you said, Holy Ghost filled, at times like these, what encouraging words would you be able to give my listeners?
Man, the Bible says we are the salt of the earth. Without us, you know, the earth is tasteless. So, I mean, we have to pray. We definitely have to pray hard. We have to cover our cities. We have to cover our families. We have to cover our churches. And so, number one, the first thing we need to do is pray. And not just praying for any specific thing. We need to pray particularly, you know, for the blood covering over our pastors and our leaders, you know, because those are the ones that watch over our souls as we sleep. And, you know, God giving them the insight and the strength, you know, to guide us in the right direction. And not only that, but equipped us to go out and make a change in this world. The only change is going to happen if we make a change. That's why God put us here. We are vessels. And it's either going to be God or it's either going to be the devil. It's one way or the other. So I encourage all my listeners that are believers to pray hard. Get in your word. Get tapped into the deeper things of God. The power of God is going to change this world. That's the only thing that can make change. It's the power of God within us. And, man, it's just sad, you know, what happened in South Carolina. But, I mean, that's how the enemy works, man. So it's the change that need to be made through prayer, through fasting, the compassion. You know, it's the lack of compassion, too. You know, we look at people like the dude who shot up the church, you know, and no disrespect to the listeners, but, you know, if he prays for forgiveness, he still can't be forgiven. So you have to look at the whole totality of it. The people that you see walking down the street, the less fortunate, the different people, you know, that wear these crazy gothic clothes and stuff like that. We have to have compassion on these people too to stop this before it happens. You know, we have to be able to listen to God and be in a place where we sit down and listen, and God can show us things before it happens. Because, you know, in the Bible, you know, God gave people visions, and, you know, even in these days, God said, I'll pull out my spirit upon all men, and people will be prophesying and stuff like this. So it's just praying and spending enough time with God so we could be ready for these things and go out into the world and try to stop these things before it happens and change, you know, just change the world. And it's crazy.
Wow. Thank you so much. I think that you speak with a lot of discernment, and I think you're speaking to all levels of people. And I hope our listeners, you know, I must tell you that you will be our very first spiritual musical guest. And I told a couple people about the show. As a matter of fact, I told our listeners about the show. And, you know, this show doesn't have a genre. Our genre is getting people to understand that there are unique ways of getting music heard. And not only that, I want the artists to understand that there is a wide variety of music. If you go back over 100 years ago, it wasn't, you know, unnormal for you to find all types of people listening to classical music. And if you speed race to 50 years after that, there was a genre of jazz artists, and there were no color lines. And I believe that after the 70s, rock and roll became the mainstream of everyone. And then we hit the world in the 80s. And we said to themselves, we must speak, and we had a voice. And we preached and teached one thing, but somehow the enemy got a hold of our knowledge base, and they figured out a way to infiltrate us with some of this poverty mindset, where people believe that gold is better than the mind. And so knowledge became, you know, took a back seat, and our artists fell. And that's okay, because like you said, the enemy is going to do whatever he has to do. And I'm just so glad that I get a chance to talk with you on a whole nother level before we introduce our listeners to your special gift. And
as
we're talking about
the
gift, I'd like to know what made you begin to think in notes, music, and bass, and trebles, and...
All right. Before I answer that, I just want to say, yeah, I'm a really spiritual person. You know, I do believe in God and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, but I'm still down to earth. You know, I still have family members that's still in the world, that still go clubbing, that still drinking. I don't look at them no different. So anybody that's listening to me right now, I ain't judging nobody. You know what I'm saying? I'm just someone that's trying to make myself better at the same time and make change to the world. So about what you asked me, it's just a thing growing up. You know how it's I hate to say it like this, but as a black man, growing up, you only catch on to football, sports. In my neighborhood, being smart wasn't cool. So, you know, and I wanted to be one of the cool dudes, so it was either sports, you sold drugs, or, and this was before you actually was able to get a real job. This was when you were a teenager. Or you either got into music, and in my neighborhood, that's what it was. We would, you know, we would get high, you know, smoke weed or whatever, and we would be freestyling on the corner. And then when it wasn't until I noticed that I actually was kind of good at this, I started off freestyling. And it got to the point where I would be in the projects and in the apartments at Opa-locka. Me and my homeboy Bert, growing up, my childhood friend, we would just smoke and be freestyling to instrumentals to the car. And people would crowd around us just to listen to what we're saying. And that's when I noticed, okay, I got something. And I began to fall in love. And I always loved music. I used to be one of those kids that sat down in front of the CD player or the radio with a pen and paper, listening to songs, writing down the lyrics of the song so I could learn the whole song, like Busta Rhymes and DMX. You know, when Busta Rhymes came out with the song with Janet Jackson, or when DMX came out, the stop, drop, shut them down. Like that, I learned all the words to it. So when it came to music, I always loved music, but it wasn't until, you know, in the streets where I would be freestyling with my friends and stuff like that, I noticed that, hey, I kind of got something here. And I just took it serious, and here I am today.
Okay. Well, we're glad to hear it, and we're glad to hear that you decided to really take this out of your life, your career. Seriously, we're glad that we have an artist out here that wants to put out some positive audio, because, you know, I was thinking about what's going on in our ears and what we're listening to. And, yeah, I'm really down to earth, too. That's why I opened up the shows to a lot of different types of artists. The artists that I particularly care for are the ones that no one really thinks about or knows about. But I definitely found you in a place that is, you know, we use all of these social networks for so many different things. But I'm wondering if we're using them for the right things. And so I'm so glad that I was able to connect with you. And I know that our listeners are waiting patiently. I see the phone lines are up, and I know I'm going to get to some of our listeners. But I just needed you guys to know who Ammo really was, and to let you know, like he just said, he's down to earth. You know, he does a genre of music, and he can still speak on so many different levels. I just wanted you guys to hear that before you heard the sound and got a chance to figure out, you know, whether or not you would actually buy this music. Now, I know some of you want this music for free, but I urge you to support artists that are doing something big, and I think this is really big. We've been talking about the magic of thinking big. We've been talking about thinking bigger. I think that we should be thinking out of our circumstances, and it's going to take a certain kind of mind frame. So, but yeah, so before we get into our song, Letters to My Father, I'd like to know one thing. How did you get the name Ammo? Hello? Still on live with Smooches Radio.
I'm sorry. Hello, you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. I said, how did you acquire the name Ammo?
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. I got big cheeks, and my cheek hit the mute button. But, yeah, like I was saying, I growed up with a fascination with guns. That's what it was for us, you know, just guns. So, you know, ammo is short for ammunition. That's when I was doing secular music, early music, you know, that's the name that I called myself. And I don't know if you remember or if you played video games, but they had this one particular game called 007 for Nintendo 64. And when you would get a gun, it would tell you the name of the gun. And once you would get that same gun, it would say ammo. And one day it just dawned on me, there it is. I never had a nickname or anything like that growing up. So I just ran with what I love, and that was guns.
Okay, so you blessed your name. You blessed yourself with your own name. And I believe that, you know, moving from secular, a lot of times I tell the artists, when you want to move from one genre to the next, then you, if it's a transformation, you should change your name or you should change the way you look. But I believe that your name should stick, because ammunition is definitely spiritual warfare. You need to have the right guns, and the type of guns you're talking about, I think, is spiritual guns. But you need to have enough ammo to actually go out into the world, because there's a lot of things out there that you're going to have to deal with, and those are the tools. But yeah. I think our listeners are ready. I think they're ready to get their first glimpse and listen, but we have to lead up to it. Spiritual warfare. Tell us. Spiritual warfare is coming out in July. Is that true?
July 31st.
July 31st, we will get our first glimpse of the entire. But your first one you drop is Letters to My Father. Now, I'm looking at spiritual warfare, and I think Letters to My Father. So tell me what the correlation is there, Smooches.
What a lot of people don't know, the pain that you have inside from your past, like a lot of women was raped, molested, a lot of even guys have experienced that stuff. And it has planted a seed that's grown into something bigger because of the hurt. You know, and in spiritual warfare, that's, you need to guard your heart. So this is me releasing my anger, my resentment toward my father, just saying, hey, I know you wasn't there for me when I was a child for whatever reason or whatever it was, but I'm at the point now in my life where I need to actually be a real man of God, and God talks about forgiveness. You know, so the first thing I need to do is forgive my father. That way, you know, I won't be open, you know, because when you're in your feelings and when you have these things holding on from the past, it's like weight. It pulls you down. It pulls you back into things you don't want to do. A lot of people get depressed. You know, a lot of people turn to homosexuality, to drugs, or people even commit suicide over these things, you know what I'm saying? So in spiritual warfare, how they tied in, you know, you need to release this, you know what I'm saying? So God can heal you, and you can be whole, made whole, and your heart can be made whole, and God can even restore your relationship. That's what I'm praying for him to do with me and my father. So that's how it coincides with spiritual warfare.
Well, y'all didn't know that, did y'all? Smooches. Now, listen here. You got a lot of different artists out there, and they're not going to break it down for you. They're going to feed you a lot of stuff that you think you want, but you really don't need. Now, this is music that you need, and for the very first time, Smooches Radio is bringing you Harry Ammo Gathers, Spiritual Warfare. This is the first drop ever right here on Smooches Radio. Check it out. Letters to My Father, Smooches.
This for you, Pops. Yeah. What it is, what it do, Pops. Since we can't talk man to man, I'ma put it in this song, cause that's what I do, Pops. I think about you, I hope you alright. I can't even lie, I ain't alright. I got a couple issues with you, but before I start, just know that I forgive you. Daddy, I forgive you. Had to say it twice, I still love you, but that still don't make it right. I was so nervous when I saw you on the corner, driving down the street and hopped out on your light. What up, Pop? I looked you right in the eye, sized you up, we the same height. Forget the past, I was ready to move on with a fresh start, so I put your number in my phone. Hoping we could catch up, you don't even call, man, that's messed up. Strolling down my contacts, I be thinking of you, and even though you don't pick up, I still love you.
Fathers, I don't think you heard this. Fathers, they just passed. A lot of people either left their fathers, they don't have their fathers, their father's in jail. And I think if you're a father out there and you're listening to Smooches Radio tonight, I think you need to rewind and you need to listen to Harry Ammo Gathers. This is Spiritual Warfare. Check it out. Rewind. Letters to My Father.
This for you, Pops. Yeah. What it is, what it do, Pops. Since we can't talk man to man, I'ma put it in this song, cause that's what I do, Pops. I think about you, I hope you alright. I can't even lie, I ain't alright. I got a couple issues with you, but before I start, just know that I forgive you. Daddy, I forgive you. Had to say it twice, I still love you, but that still don't make it right. I was so nervous when I saw you on the corner, driving down the street and hopped out on your light. What up, Pop? I looked you right in the eye, sized you up, we the same height. Forget the past, I was ready to move on with a fresh start, so I put your number in my phone. Hoping we could catch up, you don't even call, man, that's messed up. Strolling down my contacts, I be thinking of you, and even though you don't pick up, I still love you. I guess close we'll never be. Maybe it was my fault you left when I was 17. Childhood memories with you, I don't have none, you wouldn't deal with me. But I don't hold that against you. I take into consideration the things you've been through. I was hoping one day me and you could get together and just pray. I called you on Father's Day. I was in the hospital with Gabby on Father's Day. And she saw the tears fall from my eyes. I'm a grown man. I ain't supposed to cry, no. Not over another man. But you're my dad. You are not just another man. And now I got kids in the cold dude too. And now you got some beautiful grandkids. Man, it really hurt. And I hear a lot of good things about you in church. How you used to preach the gospel at Scott Project. And how your faith was so strong the devil couldn't stop it. I'm praying for you. And even though it's hard, I'm still praying for us. You left me hanging in the dark. And now I'm a man of God. Unashamed, I say it loud. It's safe to say I guess I'm still trying to make you proud. Focused on the future, cause the past gone. Till you come back, I'll be right here with open arms.
I don't mean to, but I love you. can't make up for lost time. I pray for you every day. Just know I love you. And if you out here, you listening to this song, and your daddy in your life, take advantage of it.
Best music.
I love the music.
In your face, all over the place. We're online 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station. Hottest DJ, connecting the beat.
Smooches, mixing it, that's right. We're mixing it with Ammo at Ammo 305. And if you just heard it, it was live. Let it to my father. Now listen here. I know you ain't heard nothing like that before. I know you haven't. And I'm talking about smooching that spirit. That's right. Right here on Smooches Radio with the number one independent woman-owned radio venture. Smooch your love, hugs, and kisses. And tonight we give you light. That's right. Ammo transitions to gospel rap, the hip-hop scene. It's a story, it's a song, it's a testimony that quenches your thirst. And you can download it tonight at www.blogtalkradio.com/smoochesradio. Talk about reflections, revelations, and musical armor. Baby, 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 nothing over God. Artist Ammo in the building tonight. Smooches. Ammo.
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Definitely in the building.
Ah, ooh, they didn't know you was going to take them there. But, you know, you just so relevant right now. Because, you know, we got a lot of fathers that were feeling some kind of way on Father's Day.
Oh, man,
and
yeah.
Fathers, they get so tied up. And, you know, and a lot of times I tell young fathers that I work with, you know, it's okay that he didn't do it for you. Just make sure you do it for yours. And just let it be like that. And it just seems so simple. But it's not, and I know there's a lot of people holding on to a lot of stuff. But when you mix that with music that comes with a special ingredient of violence and confusion, then of course you're not ready to forgive. You're not going to be ready to forgive. You're not going to be ready to change. You are going to end up being exactly who you don't want to be, and that's your father. And so I think that's a great, you know, way to just open up the whole, you know, the whole spiritual warfare. If that's the first drop, I think this was this the second single or the first single?
Well, it's actually the second. The first one was a Bob Marley freestyle featuring my boy A-Man from A Man's Real Entertainment and another Nothing Over God artist named Wise. That was the first one where we actually dropping a video for that real soon. So it's actually the second one.
Okay. All right. Well, just keep us abreast. Now, is there anything out there that you need to let us know? Are there going to be any live shows? Are you going to be opening up for anybody? Are there any places out there that are my listeners can get to see you live in that area? Are you going to be traveling anytime soon?
Oh, most definitely. Tomorrow night I will be at Evangel Church International. That's over there on 159th Street. That's if you're in the Miami, Florida area. That'll be on 159th Street and 9th Avenue. That's tomorrow night at 7:15. They're having a youth explosion to blast the summer off. So if you're in the area, come through. Come vibe with me. Friday, I'm actually going to be in Broward. I will be releasing information on that real soon once I get in touch with the youth pastors. Just follow us on if you have any questions or you want to know about our whereabouts, what we're doing down here in Miami, because we're always doing something, whether it's doing shows or we out here feeding the homeless or, you know, we just want to be a help to the community. You can follow us on www.nothingovergod.com. Or you could also follow me on Instagram at Ammo305. Same thing for my Twitter and the same thing for my Facebook. So got a lot going on down here in Miami, especially in the summertime.
Okay, okay. It is definitely going to get, you know, always at the beginning of each summer, you know, I work with a lot of youth and I work with a lot of people, period. And, you know, when it gets really hot, and it was really hot here in the tri-state. I'm in the New Jersey, New York area. It was very hot. These are our worst times. And so I always start to really have like a personal prayer as I'm walking that, you know, that the children are okay, that, you know, it gets really hot out here and things start to happen.
But I don't think it's as hot as Miami, though.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I can't complain about the heat, but we're not used to that. We just had like a big, you know, we had like 10, 12 snowstorms in a row. And it's so sad because, when you get ready to go back to school, and I used to, you know, teach and be with public education years ago, I always knew that when it got real hot that we weren't going to see some kids. You know, because violence is always, that sun be baking their brains. So I always tell the kids, don't get dehydrated. Go get you some ice chips. Don't stop acting like that. Y'all go buy each other a bottle of water. So, you know, but I'm so glad that you guys are out there, nothing over God. And I hope they continue to grow new artists. And I hope that you see the success that you are willing to see, because you're definitely worth it. And success doesn't just stop there. You need as much of that divine currency that you need so that you can make the changes in your own local neighborhoods. So you're worth it. And I hope that that's one of your goals. You know, people a lot of times say, I don't want to get paid for it. That's not true. He didn't say you didn't have to get paid for it. You definitely have to get paid for it, because there are things that you're going to have to go out and do, you know. And if you're a good steward of your career, then you'll be a good steward of the money that he gives you. But I thank you so much for tuning in. I hope that we learn from each other tonight. Smooches.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
And now that you're a part and have come to our show for a live exclusive view, I just wanted to let you know that you are definitely a part of the Smooches Radio family. Do not forget to keep us abreast of everything, and we will definitely share this show. This show will totally be downloadable as soon as we get off the air. And I want you to come back again as soon as you have some new material. And just keep me, you know, keep me posted, you know, by July 31st, and I'll definitely send it out to our listeners.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I like to think, first off, thank you for having me on your show. It's an honor. I'm humble, and I really appreciate it. You're the first one interviewing me, especially with Father's Day being 2 days ago. Well, 3 days ago, so it's going on 12 o'clock. But real touchy song, real touchy subject. So I appreciate you for that. I thank God for you for that. And all my listeners that I texted and blasted, and they actually took the time out to listen to this show. I like to thank them. I like to first, you know, thank God, of course. And shout-out to Nothing Over God, my whole Nothing Over God family. Y'all ain't around for us. We coming. July 3rd, my boy Knack Daniels, you can follow him on Instagram. He just released a song with Uncle Reese called Rolling. He's dropping his project July 3rd. My brother King David, which is also a part of the movement, he just dropped this EP, which is Christ Over Everything Volume 2. I'm up next July 31st. If y'all in Miami, y'all stop by. I'm having my birthday party / mixtape release party. It's going to be epic. And I just love everybody, man. Put God first and everything going to be all right.
There you go. That was right. That's Artist Ammo, Nothing Over God Artist. I want you guys to make sure you keep a watch for that spiritual warfare. Go and follow him right now, IG Ammo, at Ammo305. Also Twitter at Ammo305. Thank you so much for tuning in and for Smooches Radio. We're going to take you off the air, but thank you so much, Ammo, right here on Smooches Radio. Smooches.
All right,
for our listeners out there, I see you holding on the line. That's what it's all about. You know, sometimes it's good to listen. You know, you call in and sometimes we entertain your questions, and a lot of times we want you to get to these artists. And tonight we didn't get a chance to, but we definitely have some more artists come here to Smooches Radio. About a week, we're going to have B is the Future from New Orleans. He's been doing a lot of great things. He came to our show probably about a year and a half ago, but he's coming back and he's going to teach us some new things about what's going on with his label. And we would love for you to tune in. That's right, Tuesday nights, that's what it is. Speaks for the Smooch Live, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You with your girl Smooches. That's right, Smooches is still around. Been working a couple of things. Tomorrow night we'll probably be out there with the mix and mingle again, but there's so many things going on. And we're just trying to get you new and fresh perspectives, and that's what the artists bring. Make sure you go out there and support independent grind, independent life, the independent light. But you know what? Smooch your life. That's right. For Smooches Radio, I want to say good night, but always remember, while you're waiting for the other blogs to do something new, Smooches Radio is always about you. Smooches, good night.